Hashtag Casey Breakfast, 6 to 9 with Grant Johnson on Casey 107.7.
Righto, righto. It is, of course, hashtag Casey Breakfast. And as goed doen Dinsdag, my gast is in the atelier, they're here. And they've been here a few weeks ago, and they're back with some great news for us. First and foremost, we've got Lauren. He is, of course, the dad of Vicky, Victoria. Môre meneer, hoe gaat het vanoggend? Welcome back.
Hi, morning, Grant. Thanks again for having us.
Are you well?
We're well. I mean, we've had a lot of movement, so
yes,
glad to give you an update.
Okay, great stuff. And then, of course, Nicole is also with you of Red Cross. Morning, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good, Grant. How are you?
Always well. Never dull moment my side. So, the two of you, we've got a special guest, but we'll chat to her in a little while. Since the last time we had our conversation, you were in studio with us, it was still in the process of getting some funds and generating funds in order to get that much needed operation for Victoria. So where are we standing at the moment?
So when we last spoke, we had a target of about 650,000.
Yes.
I think at that stage we only had the backer buddy up,
yes,
which we had about 10,000 rand in.
Mm-hmm.
The backer buddy's been a bit slow. We've gone to about 16,000-17,000.
Mm-hmm.
But we've received donations directly into Victoria's bank account. I've got one lady that donated 30,000 rand. I've got another gentleman that donated another 15,000 rand.
Mm-hmm.
And we've actually generated quite a bit.
Okay.
Just for people that actually phoned and asked and contacted me. Obviously with our special guest, and she's going to tell you more good news. I don't want to take it away from her. But bearing in mind, and then we've started now with the golf day, and we've gotten sponsors for the golf day. The golf day is happening this Friday, and fortunately I didn't know it was Eid at that stage. But obviously there were tickets sold, and there will still be tickets sold in the day, and we think that we should be able to get probably another good 20-25% of the operation cost out of that golf day.
So still 4 balls available?
There are still 4 balls available. Unfortunately, I know a lot of golfers like to come and pay on the day. So I would advise that you come early before they sold out. But we've got
Where's the golf day going to be?
The golf day is at Girls Refuge Golf Club.
Okay.
It's on the Butleray Road.
Okay.
Tee off is at 11 o'clock. We'd like people to obviously come in a little bit earlier to sign up.
Okay.
The everything is on the Facebook. My phone numbers, everything is there. Nicole's numbers there, and it's going to be a good day. There's lots of prizes. There's lots of sponsors that's coming through. We had one particular company, the Via Group, which is a whole group of companies, and I think Nicole will tell you a bit more about them. But they have helped us tremendously, especially on that. And as I said, there's going to be food there. There's going to be entertainment. We're going to have
a
couple
of prize giving and things, whatever.
There's going to be a couple of competitions there as well. And I think it's going to be a very, very, very fun day. And as I said, Nicole will get to just touch on our sponsors. But I mean, it's a very large array of companies within this one group that they do basically everything.
Okay, so I'm just looking at the actual poster, the gift of hearing golf day. It is 3,600 rand a 4 ball, and then you can come as a spectator as well. And there's a cost to that. That's 350 rand. It's a day filled with lots of fun, even for players. There's the raffles. There's later at the prize giving. There's the auction. There's fantastic prizes. There's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And an unforgettable comedy and prize giving evening. So if you need more information, people, keep it locked to 107.7 FM. We will definitely post it on our statuses and also on our socials. But you can check out Victoria's own page. It's called Victoria's Fundraiser. That's the page, and all the information on there. So golf day happening this coming Friday, 20th of March at the Kills River Golf Club. Now, Nicole, we've got a guest in studio with us, and I'm sure you've been busy. You've been busy because you've been assisting Lauren with the fundraising section. How's things going on your side, and what's the attitude like of sponsors and people that's getting involved and those kind of things?
Well, I have to tell you, Grant, I've been so pleasantly surprised. Mm. I've been utterly blown away. Mm. I'm going to talk about the VIA Group just shortly, if I may, because they've just been absolutely stellar. Mm. So VIA Group is a group of 16 companies. Mm. They've got investment in roads, their own courier guy, they have an aviation company, they have a fiber installation company, they have safari companies, they've got an alcohol brand called Bundu Brands, and they've got, like I say, 16 companies in the group, 15 years of growth. I'm reading this off of their website, and they're across 10 industries, and they're in 4 countries of operation. But the amazing thing about them was, Lauren approached VIA Roads first, and they came on board. And from there on, it was like a domino rally. As soon as the rest of the group started finding out about this cause, they just came on board, and they have filled out this entire golf day. Mm. So we have now named it the VIA Group Gift of Hearing Golf Day.
Okay. Great stuff, man.
Hopefully we'll see it happen again next year, because they've just put together everything. Mm. Our wet holes are being sponsored by Bundu Brands. Mm. Bundu Brands is bringing a unique brandy brand called Villabeers. Mm. I got 2 amazing products, Camouflier and Swart, and they've got mixers, and they've just loaded us. Mm. There is going to be so much there to drink. Mm. And then they've brought on VIA Foods, who've done the breakfast, lunch, and supper that you just talked about. Mm. So VIA is bringing breakfast, quiches, lunches, pizzas, finger foods, chili poppers, you name it. They have just blasted us with food, and then they've sponsored a whole lot of other things in the group as well. They've sponsored the golf carts for the golfers, those sponsors. Sponsor guests will get golf carts, and they've provided a lot of the fun and games, doing a putt-putt, so if you're not a golfer, you can come and muck around. And we've got lots of activities during the day, also through the support of VIA Group. So if you're a non-golfer, I'm told that you're not being called a spectator. You have to be a non-golfer. You are going to be able to eat like an animal, and just enjoy the day thanks to this.
It's an absolute great thing to hear that businesses are actually giving back and getting involved in these kind of things, because it's similar to any most of our other parents also that's being faced with financial challenges, especially the health section, and even with the sports section, because you get parents that's got kids that's been selected to go and play in a tournament, and they necessarily don't have that funds. The parents are working, they get an income, but the cost of life in general is so high, and it is just great to hear these kind of stories that businesses are actually getting together and supporting. So I've got a very special lady in studio with us. She's from a hospital, a specific hospital, I'm gonna allow her to introduce herself. Liesl. Liesl, good morning, how are you?
Good morning, fine, and you?
Always well, my dear, always good, well. You've got a very nice smile.
Oh, thank you very much.
Liesl, so you it's a private hospital.
Yes, it is. We're part of a group, a day hospital group, so it's Cure Day Hospitals. Mm-hmm. We've got 14 hospitals in South Africa, of 4 in the Western Cape, current.
And you known as Cure Hospital?
Cure Day Hospital. Yes.
So what's your role there?
I'm the marketing and PR lady.
Okay, so you're the lady to talk to. You're the right person. So why did you get involved in a Victoria story?
Yeah, you know, we obviously would love to get involved with the community. Mm. and help where we can. And Dr. Andre van Straaten, the ear, nose and throat surgeon, is very interested in cochlear implants and ear surgery. So he approached us and asked us if we could assist, Victoria with her procedure. And obviously, like Lauren said, you know, medical cost is expensive. Yes. And Kyode is really a day hospital that would like to do a various proteo cases and CSI cases during the year. So we've got sort of a budget that we can, you know, set aside for procedures. And with Dr. van Straaten, we decided to assist Victoria with her procedure at Kyode Hospital. And I think it's in the end of the month. Am I right, Lauren? So we had a look and see where can we assist him. We look at the cost and we decide from Kyode Hospital side that we're going to do the case pro deo. So that's the theatre cost and the stock that he would have paid. We're going to do that for him from our side.
Yeah. What can I say? What can I say? Yeah. Can we have... Can I get the crowd to come in, please? We always have a crowd ready. We always have a crowd ready. Thank you, Kyode. Thank you so, so much. We get them. We have them. They're always here. Liesel, thank you so, so much for what you guys are doing. It must be a moment for you to get news like that. What went through your mind when they contacted you and said, hey, Lauren, we're going to sort you out?
Grant, you know, I was actually... I was actually sitting at home, but what happened was I could tell it was on a Tuesday. I actually went to the hospital to have a discussion with one of the doctors regarding the actual device. She actually told me in that meeting that we've got a 30,000 rand discount on the device. So we got another 30,000 rand discount on the actual device.
On the actual device as well.
The device costs about 360,000 and they've knocked off 30,000 in help and support. That evening I got home and Dr. van Straaten phoned me and he said, look, Lauren, I haven't gotten everything. I still need to speak to everybody. But this one has said they'll do this for pro bono. This one said they'll give a discount. This one said they what's name. And, you know, I sat there at the kitchen table and I don't know if you remember last I was here. I was very shook up and it was a massive undertaking, you know, to raise these funds. And now you're sitting there and people are just coming to you and say, you know what, we did this for you. We did that for you. You know, you're kind of speechless. I'm thankful, and Victoria's thankful. She's so excited about this operation. And it's, you know, to give somebody a gift of hearing for them to be able to and as I said last time, Victoria is not a child that sees it as disability currently. She lives her life normally, and she doesn't see what's the mean? She will tell you, I can't hear you, and speaking to this ear and that. But she doesn't see it as a challenge. And now you're actually giving her something, that improves her hearing, improves the quality of life. And I tell you, I sat at that kitchen table and I was, I couldn't believe it. And it's inspired me now as well to you know, also do better and also give what's the mean? And I mean, I've already made up the decision. If we got more funds available, then we're going to get back to the community. And I shouldn't be able to say, you know, people have done something for me, so we're going to pay it forward.
That's normally I think what most people expect if they do good, is that whoever they do good for need to pay it forward. If someone comes your way and or on your path and you meet that person or you can help him or her, then do so, because that's the way of spreading greatness and sharing and caring. I think it's important to mention that sometimes we sit in a situation where for us as humans, as a person, as a dad, as a mom, as a family, sit and we see this challenge in front of us, and we do not realize before we get to that realization section, we don't know what to do. How are we going to overcome the situation? Because we're talking about 650,000 rand. No? It's for some people, that's earnings of a lifetime. No? And that's the reality. It's a house for some people. It can change someone's life forever. It's a few kids can be sent to college with that money. No? And now you get people with great hearts and good hearts and blessings from God, but it's only God that worked in their hearts to actually come and say, you got that one doctor, he spoke to his colleagues, and then a Cure Day clinic with their intentions came on board and said, okay, fine, we're going to assist and see how we can make it happen. So thank you, Liesl. Thank you to all the doctors and everybody that's involved and directors and everybody of Cure Day for what you guys are doing.
Yeah, Grant, look, I just want to just thank, you know, the people that given the donations and that. I mean, I literally got a WhatsApp now in the week from a guy out in PE saying that he can't join the golf day, he can't do something, but he's willing to buy two non-golf tickets, and if we can take that food or his food for the day and donate it to charity. It was just a random message out of the blue where somebody actually said, you know what, I'll support and take my donation and whatever food, whatever's there, can you please donate it to charity? I mean, that was just a random message, 10 o'clock at night. And you realize that there are still good people out there, and everybody is there. And I mean, we should all strive to have that type of attitude.
And you see, now there's people listening to us. Hulle hart brand, né? They want to assist, they want to help, but they can't. Because according to them, they can't help. They don't have money to donate. They don't even know what they're going to eat tonight. But what they can do is the poster. Just spread the word. Talk to someone. Someone will talk to someone. And someone will talk to someone. And that's the way it'll go on.
Yeah, I just want to say a couple of things to that. So this campaign has really come alive. A new entity has been formed called the Humanity Fund that speaks specifically to this process.
Okay.
Because inside of Red Cross, we have a mandate to do specific things. We deal with disaster management. We deal with first aid. We deal with poverty alleviation. We have specific mandates, and we have mandates with triage, times of conflict. But we don't have actually a vehicle that addresses this particular space. And out of this experience, because of people's generosity, this Humanity Fund has been born. And then I want to say something else about little Victoria, who actually spurred all of this. Because I know you're saying 650,000 rand, that's a house for some people. Hell, that's a lot of money for me. But for Victoria, it is changing everything about her life. I didn't know this, but I happened to wind up in the car with her a couple of weeks ago. And this girl, you can hear her. She doesn't experience herself as having a disability, but you can hear the hearing is missing something, right? But when this girl opens her mouth and sings, you are blown away. Okay, this kid has got a pair of pipes. You don't even understand, obviously, because she's been compensating and she's been struggling with language, and it's always been that battle. She's now developed her vocal cords that this girl can knock it out of the ballpark. I was like blown away, and she's so on tune, like she's on pitch. Perfect. If that girl can hear herself sing, she is going to be such a big star.
Great stuff. So, Liesl, to end it off, guys, we unfortunately time is running out. Just the last thing from your side is that what else are Cure Day doing as a hospital? What else do you serve, and what can people come to you for?
Yeah, look, I mean, Cure Day Hospital is a same-day surgical procedure facility. So you can come you know, do cataract surgery, wisdom teeth removal, urology, gynecology, general surgery. So we do all type of disciplines. It's just a one-day procedure.
Okay.
So you come in the morning and you leave in the afternoon. It's safe. There's obviously less infection, possibility for infection, hospital infection that you could get. It's a time procedure. You know what time you're going into theatre. You know what time you actually supposed more or less to go to home. We 14 years this year, so I think we're doing really well. We've seen phenomenal growth from end of COVID. Actually, COVID was very good for us. I think a lot of doctors realized that what's the positivity of working in a day hospital, you know, environment. And we've got wonderful dentists and other surgeons working for us. And we, as a group, Acute Hospital Group, it's expanding a lot. We opened hospitals in Limpopo, in East London side, opened a hospital in PE. So we're looking constantly for places where we could, spread our hospital, our wings, let's
say. Hospital hospitality.
Hospitality. Yeah, it's almost like a hospitality when you're with us.
Liesl, your website and some of those social media handles where people can just go and have a look and make contact and maybe need some information, more info as to how to go about to get there.
Yes, very easy. It's just www.cure.co.za and all the information of all our hospitals are on our website. And there is obviously on the homepage a link to Instagram and our Facebook pages as well.
Okay, and I see the one in Paul. I'm just trying to look for the address there.
We're in Northern Paul, so we're in Schoolstraat.
In Schoolstraat, okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Right. Liesl, bye-bye, thank you for what you've done.
Bye,
thank
you.
And mag you van kracht tot kracht gaan en nog sommer ter duisende hospitale oor ons opmaak. Jy gaan jou hande vol het met al die werk. Lauren and Nicole, thank you guys. Something last from your side before I let you go?
No, thank you once again, Grant, and thank you for the opportunity.
It's always a pleasure.
Really appreciate it.
Keep up the good work and great work, Nicole. Good luck with your other ventures as well at Red Cross. And thank you for what you guys are doing. Remember, it's like a seed. Life is in general like a seed. You plant it, you water it, and there's this tree. Some people will benefit from it in years to come. You might not get the rewarded and recognition, get the recognition you deserve now, but it'll come. It'll come in ways that we can't even imagine. But thank you so much for what you guys are doing. Sincerely, thank you for coming in and sharing your story with us. The fact that some people can only listen to what you shared with us, Lauren, Nicole from your side, and Liesl from your side as well. It gives hope to other people that might be sitting with a problem, and that's the only thing I would like to say to our listeners as well. The only way you'll get help is to reach out, and you need to start doing something from your side. Not everything in life is free. That's the unfortunate situation, but the reality is there's still people with good hearts and big hearts and people that will assist. So good luck, and keep us posted.
Thank you so much, Grant.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Right, we'll come back and wrap up today's edition of Hashtag Casey Breakfast. Goedun Dinsdag. Just to give you an update on Victoria's story. And once again, it is definitely heartwarming to hear and see what's been happening. Our goodbyes after this.